Shada, the footy's on Triple M.
This is a Triple M footy news update.
This is massive, this story.
Got a little exclusive.
With Tom Brown.
I've got Tom Brown on the line here for an emergency Tom Brown's footy news update. My name's Rudy. I've got him. Where are you, Tommy?
Rudy, I've just touched down in Sydney this afternoon. Never a dull moment. When I woke up this morning, obviously I was planning on going into Docklands, but we decided we'd make a bit of a snap move and cover the three games up here this weekend. It was like deja vu from last year when we were in a similar situation, to be honest with you. And it has got hallmarks of last year. This time I had Tara and a 16-week-year-old baby in tow. So it was an interesting afternoon, Rudy.
Yeah, I'll bet. How did you go staying across all the news? I assume you've got your finger heavily on the pulse.
Yes. So basically, Gil McLaughlin's just spoken from the AFL. Sort of, in a sense, confirmed what I'd reported this afternoon. Now, start with the game now played at the SCG on Saturday night at 7:40. Last night, apparently that game was off. They then continued negotiations this morning with the Northern Territory government to try and navigate the quarantine issues. They'll determine the AFL to press ahead with that game. There was talk it was going to be at Metricon at one stage, but it's at the SCG. So Hawthorn due to arrive here in Sydney, I believe, tonight. Now, the other change, of course, is Richmond and Adelaide, which I reported on 7 News last night, is going to be at the Giants Stadium at 2:10 on Sunday afternoon. That's a neutral venue. It was because of quarantine requirements in South Australia that would have meant Adelaide could leave South Australia but not get back in without having to do 14 days quarantine. So that's the two changes there. There's also, I think, a time change in regards to the Port game. The other latest information, just to allow the umpires to basically get there. Yeah. The other interesting story today, of course, is this Melbourne COVID issue. A player who I won't name, who has attended a Tier 1 site, it means all the staff and the players have had to isolate. Now, in terms of Friday, the AFL is still hopeful that the Bulldogs in Melbourne will play tomorrow night. Of course, it is contingent on Melbourne, which is expected, fingers crossed, getting all negative tests back before tomorrow's game. So the AFL's got those tests going on at the moment. They'll obviously get some type of priority and hopefully they'll come through as all clear early tomorrow morning. As for the Marvel roof, that will be open at this stage, the AFL, Gil McLaughlin confirming that before. Obviously, because of the lockdown in Melbourne, there'll be no crowds at Victorian venues this weekend, which is a huge shame. They were set for, you know, up to, I guess, 45 or 50,000, 85% capacity at Marvel tomorrow night. It's a financial blow for the home teams this weekend. For example, Collingwood, that would have got a good gate receipt from the game against Geelong on Saturday, but that's the situation as per the health guidelines. Gil McLaughlin was asked whether there was any plan to put off this weekend. He said no. They were working on contingencies until late last night. He said they were back in it, just back in the fight against COVID, again, signs of last year. But he also said that there'd be no hubs at this stage. Of course, there's contingencies for hubs, but at the moment, the AFL's determined to roll on with it and hoping, of course, there's just a 7-day lockdown. So that's pretty much the latest this afternoon, really, but it's been a crazy 24 hours. The AFL looking at all sorts of different options. Carlton now obviously prepared to spend a couple of weeks on the road, as are Richmond. There's talk of the Dreamtime game being over in Perth, but that's all premature at this stage. They're the key developments this afternoon.
Mm. The Dreamtime game in Perth seems quite possible, given that Essendon are already over there. I was going to ask, do you think that it will move to hubs, or do you think the AFL do everything they can to avoid that?
The AFL is doing everything they can to avoid that. It's going to depend, Rudy, on the numbers. Gil McLaughlin essentially said this weekend, and how the curve or the exponential curve works in Melbourne. Hopefully those numbers will calm down and the AFL won't have contingencies for that, but they don't want to. They're very costly to players at this stage, while supportive. Marcus Montepelli saying, you say they're supportive, they don't want it. The clubs clearly don't want it. And we're on the verge of these bye rounds, which do give the AFL a bit of extra flexibility. And obviously there's a lot of hardworking football department staff that are like under this pump at the moment. They all want a bit of a break as well.
All right. Look, we might leave it there, Tommy, so you can get back to work and look after your wife and very young child.
I'm about to go on. About to go on air.
All right. Okay.
I'm about to go on air really for 7 News.
Well, I'll let you get on air then. thanks for taking my call, mate. I'm sure I'll talk to you tomorrow for a further update. No. But again, thanks again.
No, we'll have our Friday news update tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. There's lots of stories floating around. There's still stuff going on at Collingwood surrounding that EGM petition that's sort of online this weekend. The organisers were hoping they'd get more signatures at the Geelong game. So we can discuss Collingwood again, Rudy. And I'll give our audience a good trade and contract update tomorrow. There's still footy going on in the background. And I know COVID's frustrating, but we'll try and talk about some footy as well.
Indeed. Thanks again, Tommy.
Thanks, Rudy.